So in a second, I want to talk about sort of new directions and also a little bit about the lung master protocol. But why don't we bring in another one of your patients? And you have an 82-year-old man. Can you talk about, I guess he presented, I guess it's now been about a year and a half ago, kind of how he presented?
So in sort of late summer of 2018, he was starting to have just very nonspecific symptoms, some more cough, some more shortness of breath than what he was normally used to, previous smoker but was not actively smoking. Very frankly, went to seek medical sort of attention because of prompting by his wife. So on evaluation, was found to have basically stage 3 squamous cell lung cancer. And we treated him with weekly carboplatin and paclitaxel and radiation. So he received 6 weeks of therapy, and then after about a month, as is now routine based on the PACIFIC trial, we started him on durvalumab. So he started on durvalumab around January of 2019. And I tend to get scans approximately every 4 months once they start on the consolidation durvalumab. And so he was doing fine on the drug. He had recovered from the chemo radiation side effects. And in May of 2019, he was found to have liver metastases, about a couple of lesions. I decided to biopsy just to confirm his chest disease was under very good control. And these were the only two new areas. And so I just wanted to be certain, and it confirmed poorly differentiated squamous cell cancer. And so at that point, he had developed progression while on durvalumab. And so I started him on carboplatin paclitaxel. And as I'd mentioned before, I do the weekly paclitaxel with the carboplatin every 3 weeks. I will say that I have considered in some of these patients whether to use chemotherapy and pembrolizumab as I would in a treatment naive stage 4 lung cancer patient. We have absolutely no data for patients who have progressed. I decided to not do it in this particular patient because he had progressed relatively quickly within 5 months of having received durvalumab and chemotherapy and radiation. He had progressed, and I felt that putting him through chemotherapy and pembrolizumab may not be worth it.
Did he have either a PD-L1?
Yeah, PD-L1 was zero in this particular patient.
Did he have a tumor mutation burden level?
I did not get a tumor mutational burden. I'll admit to that. We did do an NGS panel locally, which does not report tumor mutational burden, and that showed a FGFR1 amplification, 9 copies. But I felt that he should be treated with platinum-based chemotherapy because he had not received sort of a full dose chemotherapy. And so I actually started him on carboplatin and paclitaxel. And he had some shrinkage of his liver metastases. By no means it was a RECIST-defined response. And we gave him 4 cycles. And at that point, he definitely developed fatigue. So in August, we discontinued. Unfortunately, in late October, he developed progression.